All right, catching up with Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. How's it going, bud?
Oh, it's going pretty good, Adam. Happy to see the sunshine, but you know, some colder temps would be nice, too.
Well, I'm hearing some pretty good reports on ice conditions overall, so let's start there, and then we'll get into the fishing part, and then eventually we'll get into the rivers and winter steelheading. So let's talk a little bit about the ice conditions around Marquette County right now. Anything jumping out at you, or what are you hearing?
I'm hearing from a lot of guys that there's some good ice pack, depending on where you're fishing. You know, it's going to change depending on the lake, but there's at least 5 inches of good ice and then a nice hard pack of some other ice on top of that. And I've also hearing some reports in some smaller lakes that there's even 10 inches of ice in some spots. So pretty safe ice conditions. Do be safe, though. There's been some incidents with trucks going into lakes, but use your best judgment. You know, it sounds like taking a snowmobile or quads out on the ice is pretty safe, though, at this point.
Yeah, I would agree just based on what I'm hearing. Marquette County, it sounds like also you might need some creepers in some spots. Some areas even have glare ice now.
Yeah, that's right. We're selling quite a few ice cleats here in the shop, Yak Tracks, and we have some Corker ice cleats that are just flying off the shelf. Be safe walking out there on that ice.
All right, let's talk about the fishing. I'm hearing pretty good reports for panfish. Are you hearing the same?
Yeah, hearing the same report. Guys are doing pretty good with wigglers and waxies on jigs. That's kind of been the most consistent. And sounds like walleye have been pretty good at first light and after dark.
So are you hearing anything about, you know, the walleye bite? I mean, we talked about wigglers for the panfish, and I'm actually hearing great reports on perch as well, mixed in with those crappies and bluegills. But what about the walleye? Are we talking a medium sucker minnow bite, or are we talking more like a shiver minnow jigging spoon type bite? What's up?
Seems like guys have been doing a bit of both. However, it seems like a medium sucker minnow bite has been the most popular for a lot of guys. We've been going through quite a few walleye suckers here in the shop.
All right, well, I got more to talk to you about, including some river fishing for winter steelhead and your fly tying classes that you are teaching. So can we get back with you later this hour?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Adam.
Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Stay tuned. We'll continue right here on The Outdoor Show.